Time for a monthly Randolph County SB 40 program as we check in, find out how the county and how your tax dollars are supporting those with developmental disabilities in the county. And joining me is we have Brittany Price from ICAM. We're going to learn more about summer camp coming up on the program, and also Julie Doherty as well. Are you still interim?
For now, yes.
Still interim executive director of RCDDS. Are we beginning with Brittany then?
Yes, sure.
Summer camp.
Okay, so this year's camp is from July 23rd to the 26th, so it's a Tuesday through Friday, and we do 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is just $50, and it's held at the Knights of Columbus this year, which it was there last year as well. And we like this space just because it's just a safe location, and it's one big open area, so you can see everybody at once. They have a playground and a pavilion, and the kids all seem to really love that. So this year's theme is Galaxy of Opportunities, so it's all space themed. So we have tons of activities, crafts and games, and of course it's all space related.
You going to build some rockets?
Yeah, some days. They might be messy days. We've done different themes in the past, like, camp actually started in the year of 2014, and that first theme was cruising, and we went from summer memories, living out loud, there's no place like camp, and then last year's was dive deep with ICAN. So we're excited to do a space theme this year.
Okay. These are camps that are, they're not overnight camp, just during the days.
We're not,
you're not
that.
Ready for that yet,
not,
right?
Not yet.
But during days, what type of participation have you had in the past? You draw a lot of kids?
Yes, but it does vary from year to year. We probably get an average of about like 20 kids each year. This year, though, that I really advertise the surrounding counties as well. So even people from Macon and Cairo and Salisbury and Paris area. We show some interest in with the schools and the kids there.
So that's good to know. What are the qualifications for being a part of the camp?
Technically, it's really open for everybody, but it is geared for people with disabilities. And it's great because it's a local camp that's affordable. There's other camps in the area, but it's about like hour and a half to 2 hours away and very costly. So this is an opportunity for kids with developmental disabilities to come together, have fun, and make friends.
What types of things will they do?
There's a variety of stuff. We normally always start our mornings off with like pre-talk and everything of what the day is going to consist of. We have different activities at like the library. We go swimming, bowling, and then on Fridays we always do makeovers and, you know, get your hair and nails and makeup done. The boys don't seem to like that very much, so they normally go bowling during that time frame. And this year Image Makers is going to donate some time for that, which is awesome. And then we have a talent show every Friday now in camp, which
Excellent.
Is open to the public.
Okay.
Which is really cool.
So, Brittany, what impact has this camp had on youngsters that you've seen?
Well, I know that, like, we've had a couple people from out of town come to camp before. And then so our, you know, the kiddos from Moberly now know them. And then a big thing is the parents link up. And then they, you know, they can gain resources and they just feel really connected. And then the kids get play dates outside of a camp or a paid supports kind of setting.
Is it important because these kids might not ever get a camp experience?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And then we, the staff at ICAN, we are all trained and everything. So your kid's safe and well taken care of. And then we provide lunch too. We use the summer cafe, which is here, you know, in Randolph County, which is really great and convenient. And then we have snacks as well now for later in the day when we get a little hungry.
So do you have some businesses that help you out?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always love donations and in any kind of volunteering opportunities of people wanting to do that. We always ask for it, but not going to beg
but
by
but
any
you're able
means.
To handle it.
Yep.
Should it not come through?
Marisa's just did a drive for craft supplies for camp, and so we got a lot of donations from that, which helps a lot because we love crafting.
Now, I say kids. Is there a range of ages?
We always just say school age.
Okay.
Up to school age. I think we have 3 or 4 4-year-olds signed up this year.
Okay. So, do you need to pre-register? Or can you register the first day of your kids?
That's a fair question. You can register the day of. Normally people don't do that. And the earlier you register, the better it is for me.
For you to organize and know the numbers, right?
Yeah. Well, because we staff it per ratio of how many people we do have signed up. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, you know, want to plan ahead and make sure everybody is well taken care of with the amount of staff we have.
All right. So, again, best way to pre-register?
They can get with their case manager at RCDDS, as they have the flyers and the camp registration forms. We also have it at ICANN. I can email people. I'll go deliver an application if need be.
All right, Brittany Price from ICANN, my guest. And again, the dates for the camp?
It is July 23rd through the 26th, okay, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And they drop them off at the Knights of Columbus, which is, I guess they call it Paradise Park.
Paradise Park, out of the south, west? What do you call
it? I always
it?
Call south? It on Seven Bridges Road.
Yeah, there you go. Southern part of Moberly. Julie, camp's important, isn't it, for your clients?
It is. The 7 years that RCDDS has been in the county working with families, there never was a camp in this county specifically geared toward individuals with disabilities and especially kids. One thing that Brittany touched on earlier is the camp is geared towards individuals with disabilities. They don't necessarily have to have our case management. We have some families out there who are pretty well connected with resources that don't have a case manager, but that when this camp opportunity comes up, it's certainly something that they reach out to ICANN about, and they can certainly attend. They don't have to have a case manager with RCDDS.
Yeah, good to point out. Okay. All right, so take advantage of that camp coming up this summer. Julie, what's the latest at RCDDS? You got some help?
We do. We've hired, over the last month or so, we've hired a couple of new case managers. And so that brings about some change within the agency and with some families. We have a couple of senior staff members who we've reassigned to some duties. And so that left a couple of case manager vacancies. So we have hired, on June 3rd, we hired Dylan Hayes. And he is a graduate of Central Christian College. And Sasha Wandry, who is from the Moberly and Salisbury area, she's got some good years of public service and social work experience. So we're excited to have them on board.
Great. So you integrate them. Is this a team concept at RCDDS?
It is. A lot of the training that goes into training case managers, you can't learn it all from a book or from a training manual. It's a lot of on-the-job training and shadowing with other case managers, getting to know the families that they're going to be working with. And so we've been working. We have a lot of case managers who've stepped up to the plate and offered some shadowing opportunities to get them started.
All right. You want to talk a little bit about funding?
I do.
What is your funding cycle for RCDDS?
So we go by the calendar year, so January 1st to December 31st every year. And so we're about into the time of the year where we're looking at developing our 2020 budget. One of those things that we do is we have applications for non-for-profit entities who wish to seek Senate Bill 40 funding from us. And so we have began passing out those funding applications to see who needs our funding, our Senate Bill 40 dollars. ICANN, MPPS, who was formerly known as Randolph County Sheltered Industries, Unfinished Pieces. We've had several over the years that have requested funding. And so we're in the beginning of collecting those applications to see who might need our assistance. One of the criteria is that agency's mission has to have a mission toward supporting people with developmental disabilities.
Okay. Well, are we talking about the tax dollars from SB 40 then?
Yes. Okay. Yes. The Senate Bill 40 tax dollars. Every year when we put together the budget for the upcoming year, those are requests that we take into consideration. What are the needs in the county that other entities are providing, and how can we help financially to meet those needs?
Mm-hmm. And then does that go before your board?
It does. Mm-hmm. So the deadline for submitting the applications is July 15th. And so if anyone has any questions, they can certainly contact me at our office at 269-8875 to talk about our funding cycle request and any questions that they might have.
Very good. And your location is?
We are at 628 North Moberly. For any listeners who have lived here for a while, that would be the old Social Security building.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Brittany, if folks would like to get in touch with folks at ICANN?
Yes, we're at 105 North Avenue here in Moberly behind Napa Auto Parts. And they can reach me by phone at 660-269-8767.
Good. All right. Anything else to update?
Not at this time.
We're good? All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Have fun at camp, Brittany.
Thanks. We will.
All right. Brittany Price joining me along with Julie Doherty on our Randolph County SB 40 program here on Quicks Land this morning.
The Follies return to Railroad Days this Saturday at the 4th Street Theater.